It's 8:09. Gail is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Over half of all investment scam cases were reported by customers aged 65 and older in the first half of this year, according to Bank of Ireland data. The bank says older customers who have spent years building their savings are being deliberately targeted by fraudsters. To discuss this and what to watch out for, I'm joined now by Paul O'Brien, Head of Financial Crime at Bank of Ireland. Paul, can you first of all describe what these scams are and how they work?
Hi, Gail. Yeah, so really simply, they start generally with an ad online, on an online platform, so social media or a search. What the criminal will want you to do is give your contact details. So it'll be very simply, it could be, I mean, everybody would be familiar with the kind of, you know, the ads that look like they're a celebrity promoting some kind of scheme. But often we'll see something a little bit more safe, for want of a better word. So it won't be quite as obvious. It might be saying, click here to compare bond and deposit rates. But like I say, they really want you to leave your contact details, and then it goes from there in terms of a phone call or an email, generally a phone call. And often the phone calls you get will be from somebody who sounds very professional. They'll call themselves, you know, an investment advisor or an investment strategist. They'll have brochures, they'll have websites, and it can be quite convincing.
And how will they get their number? Will they have to engage with you online first?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the really key thing. So these ads that we see on the online platforms, what the criminal wants you to do is leave your name and your phone number. Mm. That's really all they want. And then the scam goes from there, as I said, and kind of will move on to just a phone call.
So why is there such a high percentage of your older customers being affected by this?
I think it's really a case of there being the people who have the disposable income, who have the money to invest. We wouldn't see it in terms of, you know, somebody being maybe less careful or not watching out for things. It really is just that kind of, in really simple terms, it's your average 25-year-old, you know, doesn't have 20,000 to invest, whereas maybe an older demographic might have an inheritance or a retirement fund. So that's really where that's coming from.
And as you said, it's about being careful. The word sophisticated gets thrown around a lot when it comes to these fraudsters, but are these scams really at this point getting more sophisticated?
In some ways, I don't like the word, Gail, because I think it sort of makes us feel like we can't do anything about it. And as you said, it's about being careful. So we would always say very simply that stop, think, check. If you're engaging with somebody, you know, I suppose for a start, be really, really careful if you're engaging with somebody online. Don't give your contact details unless it's to, you know, a firm or somebody you know. Central Bank have a really good register of financial firms that are authorised to provide these services. Check that. But just in general, just that real simple stop, think, check. Don't give your details to anybody. And just be really careful of those online ads, particularly if it's coming from, you know, an advertiser that you don't know or an institution that you don't know.
And if something sounds too good to be true, like for younger people, I suppose, if they're being targeted, you know, for cryptocurrency or anything, these buzzy kind of tech ones where they think they can make a quick buck, I suppose, you know, are they the kind of things they should be looking out for?
Yeah, there's all the buzzy things, as you said, about, you know, crypto or AI or, you know, some kind of trading platform. So, yeah, be really, really careful of those. And definitely if it sounds too good to be true, it definitely is. But just with that one other bit, sometimes they don't sound too good to be true. They'll just be good enough to draw you in. So again, be careful of those as well.
And very briefly, Paul, can the bank get your money back if you've been scammed?
So we will always do our very best to get the money back. Unfortunately, what happens in some of these cases is that somebody will have engaged, will have invested or as they thought invested, and it could be 6 months, 12 months before they realise. What we would say, though, is if you suspect anything, if you need to have a chat, give us a call. We have a free phone number, 1800 946 764, and the team are there 24/7.
Okay, Paul O'Brien, Head of Financial Crime at Bank of Ireland. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.